We are confident on blocking the trial because one of the things is that there was no any proceedings against them in Kenya to warrant them to be deported or indicted to Uganda. There was no whatsoever criminal proceedings, extradition of the nature. And also, even if that was the case, there was no deportation order signed by the Minister of Immigration in Kenya. So all that raises doubts as to whether that is actually proper. We are confident on that aspect of stopping the trial. The state has already disclosed all the evidence we intend to rely on, and we do think that what so far they've given us, the disclosure of evidence that they've given us, it is quite a weak case. We are still waiting for them. Probably they have something up their sleeve, but whatever they've given us so far, it is quite weak, and did not think they can sustain those charges based on what they've given us so far. They have already taken plea of not guilty, so the state will have to prove all those allegations. They will have to prove participation of them in the bombing and all those accusations.